Hey, Alex.
Yes.
What does a mermaid wear to math class?
What?
An algae bra.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard that before. Like, legit, that was funny.
I always think passion is the glue. Passion is the one thing you need in order to succeed. It's what keeps you going when your tank runs out.
And thank you for tuning in to another episode of Her Passion Project. On this podcast, we will talk about all of our faves: health, manifestation, mindset, entrepreneurship, and most importantly, woman empowerment. I'm here with my health and wellness bestie, as always, Alex Koga.
Hello, ladies. I'm your co-host, Alex. Now let's get this podcast started.
Friends, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Her Passion Project. We are so excited to have you here.
Yay! Thanks for being here. It's episode number 4. Can you all believe it? It's already been
I can't believe it's been a month. This is so crazy. So, Alex, why don't you tell us about your week? What'd you do? Anything fun?
Okay. So, my week was actually like really boring up until today.
Same.
And then today, or yesterday, the 26th, Mercury entered
retrograde. Yeah, I'm telling you.
And it messed me up. I'm so out of whack. Holy guacamole, I am dying today. Well, okay, so I woke up and my friend had texted me yesterday and said, do you want to go on a hike tomorrow? I'm like, yeah, sure. I'm like, earlier the better for me, because Fridays are work days, big work days for me. And I was like, but it'd be nice to get my sweat on. And then I had planned to go film, because I film on Fridays from the gym. And I was going to get my workout in and be so productive. You know,
it's going to be great.
We have all these like visions that we're going to start working out like 9 a.m. and, you know, and get our workout in and breakfast in all before then. But it just doesn't ever happen. But I was like, okay. So she said, I'll pick you up at 6:30. If anybody doesn't know, I live in Tacoma, Washington. So we're right next to Mount Rainier and Mount St. Helens. So I don't know. Definitely Mount Rainier. So that's where we went today. And so we went up to close to this. So I was like, I'd never been up there. So I was like, maybe half hour to get there, hour to hike, half hour back. We'll be back by
2 hours,
9 or something, 9:30, maybe 10 at the latest. And I was like, maybe we can even squeeze in a little breakfast in there. And and so she picks me up. We go get coffee. We drive and we drive and we drive. I'm like, where the hell are we going? And she's like, Mount Rainier. And I was like, wait, how far is Mount Rainier? I don't know. I've only just seen like signs for it. She's like, it's maybe like an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes away. And I was like, fuck, no, I have a lot to do today.
Like, this is my work day.
Yeah. And so I was like trying to calculate it in my head on the drive. Oh, and mind you, I also get really car sick. So I was sitting there like, oh gosh, I didn't prepare for this. We're not going to get back till like midday. I haven't eaten anything. And I was trying to do the math in my head, like, okay, what time will be back? And then I'll squeeze in this. And then I had like an interview, like a business meeting. And then I had this with you. And then, you know, lots of things like picnic benches. So I'm like, okay, this isn't going to be too hard or whatever. And then she's like, oh, no, we still have a little bit to drive. I just have to pay to like enter the park or something here. And I was like, okay, how much longer? So then we drive for another maybe like 15 minutes after we'd already driven like an hour and a half.
What?
We drive for another 15 minutes. We get there. And I mean, even at this point, she was also like, are we going to get there? It was like all dirt road, but we saw there other cars. We knew we were in the clear. We start hiking and we hike and hike, just like we drive and drive. Like we hiked. And I'm looking at my Fitbit like, whoa, it is an hour in, 2 hours in.
Crazy.
All of a sudden, we aren't even up to the top. Okay. It is like, I couldn't even tell you what time. And we're not even to the top yet. And we had already been hiking for like 2 hours. And, I hit my 10,000 steps for the day and we're not even up. It's like,
you haven't eaten breakfast.
It's like 10 or 10 a.m. and I hadn't even eaten breakfast yet. And I was like, my Fitbit was like, oh, 10,000 steps. You know how hard it is to hit 10,000 steps, even for a fitness coach. okay, I'm in the gym 5 hours a day filming and working and working out myself, and I don't even hit my 10,000 steps most of the days. I hit it before 10 a.m. today.
Oh, my goodness.
We get to the top. I'm like, oh, God. It was a really pretty view. I put some photos of it on my Instagram story, and I'll probably do a post later because it was actually a really good hike, and it felt good. Adrenaline was great. And then about halfway down, because it takes about half the time to get down.
Right.
But that was still like an hour and a half or an hour or so. So halfway down, I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm getting tired. Like I haven't eaten. I'm not going to have any energy to go film or do anything today. And I'm so disappointed, but it was a good workout. And then we get to the bottom and I see this sign that tells you like how far it is. It is 7 miles each way. Or it was a little under 7 miles each way. So,
oh my goodness.
Holy guacamole.
Woo-hoo.
So that happened today. I was tricked into a hike.
And that was 14 miles long.
Yeah, you were freaking out. I was freaking out.
I was just like, this is very unlike Alex.
She sends me a text and okay. She's like, in the stream of very psycho texts. And she's like, next time you unplug, can you please let me know?
Well, my week did not include a 7 mile hike. I can tell you that. So basically
14,
sorry. My week was kind of crappy due to the Mercury retrograde because I got a rash from my deodorant and then I cut some of my finger off with my carrot peeler. Yeah. It went right off with my carrot peeler. And I was like, it's okay. So about an hour ago, I was sitting down and I get this message from a girl that I work with. And she's like, oh, I actually just referenced you out to some girl who needs your work. And I'm like, okay. And then I got a notification on Instagram that I won something.
I won something today too. I'll tell you about it after.
What did you win? I tagged you in?
Wait, no. No.
So I won a cookbook because I tagged you in a post saying we need to make this burrito when we have a sleepover. I won.
Did you even know it was a contest?
No, I didn't.
I remember that burrito, the cookie butter protein macro friendly burrito.
Right. So amazing. I won the cookbook.
I was actually going to say we need to buy the cookbook. So
we won it.
We won it. Amazing. The universe is amazing.
And this kind of got me thinking, like, it's so silly how, like, I got so excited over winning this damn cookbook that's probably worth $15 that, like, I was literally jumping up and down and, like, hitting Matt because I was so excited. And I was like, I won. I never win. I won. What'd you win? Yeah.
So my friend, once I get back in cell service today, I get this text message from her and she's like, I have a proposition for you. We talk about some things and ultimately what it came down to was her and her boyfriend broke up yesterday, which is like, oh, sad, but it's also really good for me because her and her boyfriend are going to Watershed. I don't know if you're a fan of country music.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
I know what country music is,
but I don't know what Watershed is.
Watershed is a country music festival at the Gorge and it's a big like canyon. So you have these music festivals in there and you're kind of like stuck in this canyon and you can't hear like this, the sound doesn't get out of the canyon. And it's a bunch of people that just come party and camp for like 3 days. Well, her and her boyfriend broke up. So she's like, you want to go with me? I already paid for it. And I was like,
yeah,
might as well. And so that it's just over like a weekend. So that's pretty cool because, you know, I was born and raised in Idaho. So country music was like a big part of my growing up.
I like country music only because it eases my anxiety.
Yeah. Oh, I remember saying that one time.
I used to listen to a lot of rap and then I was like, this is not good. So I was like, let me get some Brett Young up in here.
Mm-hmm. When I moved to Washington, my everything kind of changed just because the state is so different over here. Like a lot of people don't listen to country music unless you're more on the outskirts of Washington. So Tacoma, Seattle area is a lot. It's just kind of more city folk. We both won something today.
Woo-hoo, that's exciting. Our week turned right around just in time for Podcast Friday.
I want to win like a $100 Lululemon gift card. I mean, cookbook sounds great, but come on.
That'd be cool. Because this story was really, oh my God, I'm going to cry. Oh, this story is just so, it was on my heart when I woke up. Oh my God, I'm crying. So about 6 months ago, I was at a conference and, oh God. And the woman who was running it, she is a social media influencer, but also a business coach. And She's a cancer survivor, and everything she said before I met her, I was kind of like half in, half out. And then I saw her in real life, which is so funny, like in real life, and she just had this such like assertive femininity, which was like, oh my God. Like, she was a boss babe, like to the T. She's a lot older, but she like kills it. And so I met her, and I was actually there because my boss at the time was speaking at the conference. So I went as his assistant, and it was like totally free. It was totally awesome. And so I just sat there the whole conference, taking notes, crying at least 6 times. Mm-hmm. And she said one line that like really hit home. And she's like, people only want one thing. They want to matter. And then I just started crying. But I was like, you know what? Like, all I've ever wanted is to matter. Like, she's 100% right. And so later that night, we were all like downstairs, and she pulled me aside and she said, Megan, I see something in you and you can't stay still. Oh my God, here I go.
Aww.
And I think it's really important to know that you can't build a business by yourself. So she said probably about like 15 to 20 words to me. And she said, go upstairs and brain dump everything that you've ever wanted to do and don't stop. And so I looked out the window for probably like 4 hours and I just cried the whole time. And I cried because she made a connection, and this connection is what you need for your business to succeed. And I think to lead with such an assertive femininity and to really want to help people like from your soul is such an amazing thing. And that's what she did that day. And it changed my life.
Keep going. This is important. This is the real in the raw. And this is what people need to hear. Women need to hear this stuff.
I saw her, and like, it was like she had never said anything to me, because like she was talking to me like she would talk to anybody else, you know, like it was just kind of like passing conversation. And it was so crazy because she didn't even know that she'd changed my life. And it was just, it's just so crazy how like influencers and like people like coaches have this power.
Yeah.
To change lives, and you don't even know.
Ooh, I have chills.
It's just inside of you. So
yeah,
I left that conference and I was like, well, first I was like, I want a business badass best friend. Like, I was like, the one thing I wanted, because crazy enough, her two people that work with her, they are best friends and they're from Australia, and they got on the stage and like they did this whole skit, and I was like, I want that. Mm-hmm. So basically I manifested Alex into my life.
Oh.
No, 6 months ago, I sat on a bed and I was like,
I didn't even know this was coming.
No, really. I did. And I was like, I need this person. Like, and this is kind of before I started the whole universe thing. And so I didn't even know what I was doing, but I was like, I want this. Like, I like laid out how I wanted my business to look, my life to look. And from that moment on, I was working at work on my business. I can say that because I quit, so it's fine. And so I was working all day. All I would do was listen to podcasts. I would listen to books. I would write down my plans. I would figure out what I was going to do when I got home. I would answer DMs on my lunch break. From there, I just went in on my business, because this one conversation I had with this lady, who it really didn't even impact her that much, but it changed the trajectory of my life. So
wow.
I woke up today and I messaged her because I just had to thank her. And I'd thanked her before, but I think I felt like she needed to hear this today. Cause like, why else would I write her a message saying like, thank you for saying these things to me? But I think it's so crazy when you can look someone directly in the eye and see their potential and see what they could be if they just let go. And like, that's why I do what I do, because of that moment. And it's just so crazy to see it come full circle, that my mind was just blown when I like connected the dots.
Yeah.
And it was literally like a 2-minute conversation, and I wished I could have like pressed record on my phone.
Yeah.
Because it was over. And it was the most important conversation of my life. And so it's just crazy when, if you are trying to start a coaching business online, or if you are trying to like get your business going, know that everything you say, no matter how big or how small, can change someone's life.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. Like, you have such a magical power, and you can literally impact someone's life any day of the week. Even if it's a small video message, it will literally change their mood, change their day. It could change how they do something next. So really step into this power, knowing that it is just that, which is powerful. So yeah. I'm going to switch over to Alex and see her thoughts on kind of being in a situation that is uncomfortable, but makes you grow in your business.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That was amazing. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I think there's a couple of things to dive into here that really struck me that you were just talking about. Well, first one, I'll answer your question. So my thoughts on how to step into your power when it feels uncomfortable is, I don't know, there's so many different opinions on this. You know, you just burn the boat, you just jump and the net will appear. And those are such amazing mentalities. And I do believe them 100%, but it is hard.
Yeah.
Growing pains are so uncomfortable, and I'm experiencing them. You're experiencing them. I've experienced them in so many different ways and for so many different experiences of my life. But the thing that I've learned in this season of my life, and it has been solidified to me over and over and over again, is that when you are standing in your truth, it's okay if you're uncomfortable. It's okay if you don't understand, because it's not necessarily your job to understand. It's right. Just your responsibility to stand in your belief system, in your truth, to live that truth and to act in accordance to your truth. So doing the job that solidifies your truth, being around the people that are your truth. And that's it. That's all you're supposed to do, you know? And as uncomfortable as it is and as scary as it is, like, I don't know if this is the right decision. I don't know if I should leave my secure, stable job to go do the career I've always wanted to do. It's not secure. It's really, if you think about it, it's really not secure if you're not happy.
Right. But and I also have something to add to that really quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think one thing that's so silly, but standing in my truth, was I hate driving in the snow. And any day there would be snow, I was like, can I not come to work? Because to me, it goes against my whole belief system to put yourself in danger for somebody who wouldn't care if you quit tomorrow. And to me, like, I don't think I should have to risk my life to go to work to make like, what, $150? Like, no, I'll just stay home. And to me, it really went against my truth. And I would feel like my gut would twist when I knew I had to go to work in these conditions that weren't optimal for me. And that's when I knew, like, okay, something needs to change. And even something so simple like that, when you know you're not in your truth, brings you one step closer to finding it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a really interesting mentality. I never even really thought about it as something as like tangible of an example as that, but you know, your truth can mean whatever you want it to mean. So right. Like for me, it's my intuition. Like if anything feels in any sort of out of alignment for me, I even have best friends in my life who I love unconditionally, who are just not in alignment with this season in my life. And that is right. So uncomfortable to think about, to think that how can they be some of my best friends and I love them no matter what, but they're just not in alignment with what I'm doing right now and my truth at the moment. That's just how it is.
Right.
I don't know. That's really powerful. And I think that's how I would advise anybody to go about doing something that feels uncomfortable for them. You know, there's never going to be the right time. You're never going to just wake up one day and be like, I'm ready and I feel good about it and I'm super excited and I just know this is the right thing. But we can't build our businesses by ourselves. We really can't do anything by ourselves in our entire life. I mean, you said you manifested me, which vice versa. I mean, at the time in my life where I was the lowest support system, no family support, no close friend support. Some of my best friends, just like I said, are completely out of alignment with this season in my life because they choose to support just because they don't understand. And so we really, it's, you have to stand in your truth and you have to know who you right. are, but then you also have to find the places that you feel most supported, if that makes sense. It's, I don't know, it's a little bit confusing, but for me, it was like my significant other. And for me, the universe brought me you. So right. we build so these funny. Businesses together. It is crazy. I mean, we live on literal opposite ends of the country.
Right.
We're 3 hours apart. We wouldn't have met unless we were both in this mastermind, which it was a complete fluke that you were kind of in it as well.
Right. And it so, was totally.
Yeah. And so it's just things like that where it's like the universe always has your back. Just, I mean, Gabby Bernstein, that's her right. in a nutshell. The universe always has your back. The universe is always going to give you the path of least resistance to get to your truth and to really achieve everything that you've wanted in your life. As long as you are acting in accordance with your intuition and what feels good for you and your truth, again, the universe will bring you those safety nets. You right. know, you might not know where they're going to come from, but like we talked about last episode, it's not your job to know where how it's going to happen. It's not your job to know where the safety net is going to come from. And if I didn't have life, I would probably be able to build this business, but it would take a whole lot more effort, a whole lot more questioning myself and figuring yeah. out who I was. And so that's what's sparking my like move, because I'm relocating here pretty soon, is that I just need to be around more like-minded people. I love right. the people here and I've loved my time here, but it's time for me to be around my tribe.
Right. And I think one other thing is that when you do find your support, it's so important that now that you are supported, you reach out to the people who don't get it and you kind of tell them again. This is one other question I get so much is, my parents don't support me. What Ooh, do I do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I know it's kind of tough when you're like, oh, just fuck them. But you can't, because they're your yeah. parents. But this happens to everybody. And well, not everyone, but it's a tough situation that happens often. And what I say all of the time is, you need to put yourself in their shoes. You need to just explain what you do with no quiver of doubt. Go out there, tell them what you're doing, believe in yourself, and it will happen. And then once it does happen, they're going to get on board and they're going to understand. And they're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I was just scared. The reason your parents are so not against entrepreneurship a lot of the time is because they're scared and they don't know it exists. They think the internet is to buy things off of Amazon, right? They don't know that you can sell your fitness business on the internet. They don't know that you can coach women on the internet, you know? And they only see it as they can like see their cousin's cat, you know? But the thing is that as millennials, we have such a great understanding of how to use the internet to monetize our passion, to stand in our truth. It's like a beautiful funnel that happens. And once we take advantage of it, like Alex being a fitness coach and me being a business coach, you start to see the power behind it.
Yeah. I mean, I actually am going to, I think, disagree, which I think is perfectly okay. That's what this podcast is for. So we could just like talk these things out, because we both come from different areas. We both come from different situations. And you originally said, put yourself in their shoes. And I do think that's important, because you want to try to make sure you're getting perspective from lots of different angles. But if something feels right to you, you need to stick with it, because you are not your parents and you don't necessarily owe them anything to a certain extent. Like, they love you and they gave you life and they raised you, absolutely. But you know,
but
if you're listening, mom, I love you so much, but I don't have the support from my parents that I wish I had. And it's just because that they don't understand. But what I would say to that is, it's not their job to understand.
Right.
It's their job to support. And so you need to surround yourself with people that are there to support you, not necessarily understand. I mean, because I do have people in my life that say, you know, to be honest, I don't really understand, but that's not my job. It's not my job to support, to understand. It's just my job to support you. And so, right. you know, if your parents aren't in supportive of your business or your dream or whatever you want to do with your life, I'm not just saying fuck them. Okay. Right. I'm saying be respectful and kind and humble yourself a little bit, but at the same time, you are you, and there's nobody else in this world anywhere near you. So like, you are supposed to be here for your unique reasons. And If they are meant for your life, which I honestly confidently can say that not all parents are meant to just stay in their children's life. And that, I'm not just saying that because I feel that way, because it's not that way. I love my parents so much. But there are a lot of parents out there that just are really not, they don't have that parent-child relationship, and that's perfectly okay. So yeah, it all comes back to just standing in your truth. You need to be who you're meant to be.
And I just want to clarify, what I meant by putting yourself in their shoes was kind of understanding why they're afraid. And by being able to see why they're afraid, you're better able to position yourself to be the authority figure for yourself. Like, you're your own advocate when you know why they're afraid. So that's kind of what I meant by put yourself in their shoes, because it's confusing, like point blank, like it's confusing.
It's and so confusing.
And so when you're able to better understand why they're confused, leading to their unsupportiveness, then you can better position yourself to show them why you are going to succeed. And I say it like that because you do need to be so certain in yourself.
Perfect. I love it.
Yeah. You have to be certain in yourself and in your business and in your abilities that nobody is going to ever doubt you. So I am going to ask you this question because this kind of all ties in, and it's putting yourself on the internet and kind of showing your life unapologetically and marketing yourself and your brand in front of your parents, in front of your old friends, in front of all the judgment. And I think it's a really sensitive topic that I've been wanting to talk about because I've been getting like these weird DMs from people I went to high school with.
When I first started my business, I started a completely I was so embarrassed, which is so weird because this is my passion. This is my truth. And this is what I love, but I could not fully step into my truth because I was so afraid of the judgment. Like, I was terrified. And anytime I would get somebody from my college or whatever, or somebody I knew follow me, I would block them. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I would block them because seriously afraid of what they would think, that, oh, she's not qualified, or what do you mean? She used to be fat, or, you know, or just stupid things like that. Or why is she getting so deep? But then I had to take a step back. I had to get out of my own damn way. And I had to say, who cares? Who cares? Because the people that need to hear this stuff are not them. And if they want to follow me, great. If they want to support me, even better. But if they don't, this isn't for them. It's not even for me. It's for the people who need to hear this stuff. So
yeah,
I don't know. I mean, we forget all the time that our businesses, yes, are our truth, and it's because it's our passion and we love it so much. But really, this is for the people that we're working with. This is because we want to change lives. This is because we want to impact the people. And so it is so hard to wake up every day and, you know, get a text from mom being like, oh, I listened to your podcast. And I'm like, oh God, what did I talk about? Like, this is so weird. Or, you know, or a friend. Yeah. Like you said, a friend from high school, like a friend who was a huge bully to me, to like one of my photos. And so I don't know. It is just weird. It's really an interesting experience, but you just got to stick with it. You got to be consistent. You got to get out of your own way and say that this isn't for me. This isn't for even her who's liking my photo, who was once a bully to me in high school. This is for a woman out there that really does need my help, because I know that I am capable of doing this. Or because that little feeling in your soul that's telling you you need to do this business,
your gut intuition,
is not going to go away. If you have any little sort of feeling that maybe I need to be doing this, or maybe I need to be, you know, speaking my truth in some form, whether it's your business or just in general daily life, it's not going to go away until you do something about it.
Right. And I kind of want to touch on this a little, because when I had first started my online business, on and off, like, I did YouTube, and all of the people who watched my YouTube were people I went to high school with, which I thought was hilarious. And then I didn't really think much of it. And then when I started this business again, like going into actually finding my truth and not trying to do what everyone else did, I just shared my whole life. I was like, this is me. If you don't like it, I don't care. But somebody needs this, like Alex said. So I'm doing it. And I think it's so funny because we have a really similar past where I was the fat kid for forever. And Alex has a different story, but I was just the fat kid. And even when I got skinny, I was still the fat kid. And I don't know if it's kind of a perception I portrayed of myself, but everyone else just looked at me like I had some kind of fat disease in high school. So when I kind of stepped out of high school, stepped into my purpose and became who I was supposed to be, the words flow out of my mouth, right? Yeah. The education pours into my brain and I'm so happy and willing to learn to help others that I'm willing to put myself out there and put myself at risk, quote unquote, to all of these people.
It is a risk though. We're trying to protect ourselves. I just put a post up the other day that talked about why I left my $200,000 college education behind to start this business. Woo, that's heavy.
That is heavy. That's a loop.
And I got a business degree, so I technically am using it, but I didn't go get a formal, you know, HR job or something like that. So I talked about why standing in my truth was so important to me compared to using my $200,000 private school college education. And I got a DM from my brother, and he's like,
what?
Yeah, you know, he basically said that. He was like, this is really weird that you're sharing this. And he wasn't really trying to be rude, but he was definitely feeling some sort of like resistance, and he was definitely judging me a little bit. And I also love him to death, and we talked it out, and like I said before, he just didn't fully understand, and he hasn't had the opportunity to understand. He actually lives really close to you, so someday I'll be able to sit down with him, and he loves me unconditionally, so it's whatever. But that was a really good example of a situation where he you know, DM'd me and he was like, LOL, this is really odd for you to say or whatever. And, you know, it's hard to take me seriously because he doesn't actually know my business. But then that same day, I got maybe 4 or 5 other DMs from people who were like, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for telling me that I'm allowed to monetize my passion and I'm allowed to stand in my truth and I do not have to walk the path that was predetermined for me or that I even predetermined for myself. Like, I'm allowed to switch here. I'm allowed to decide that my truth is different. And that's why I'm doing it. That's exactly, I should have screenshotted them and sent them to my brother and said, this is why, is because someone else needed to hear this. It was so hard to put up that post knowing that all my aunts were going to see it. My mom was going to see it. My brother and everybody that's so close to me, who saw me in a different season of my life, who, you know, thought I was on the corporate job path and wanted all these big things for me as I did all these internships and all this stuff like that. And now they think I'm just completely irrational going off the deep end here with this type of business, but I'm not doing it for them. I hate to say it. Actually, I don't hate to say it. I love to say it. This isn't for them. This is for me. And this is for the women that need to hear it.
Right. And honestly, I think you reach such a specific type of woman. And like, Susie is over there in the corner, like listening to this podcast, reading your post, crying because she resonates with them so much. And that's something you can't put a price on. And that's something that fills up your cup every day. And when you are able to do something that literally lights you up from the inside out,
there's no need to explain it to anybody else.
There isn't, because it's an immeasurable amount of joy that makes you glow. And when you're like business glowing, and like, honestly, like, business is not all fun and games, but when you do get the opportunity to do what you love, even if it's for 2 hours a day, 3 hours a day, and the rest of the day is just like baloney that you have to do for your business to grow, then it's all worth it. Because everything else gets wiped clean. And I truly believe that. So let's break it down really quick, just so we have like a top 3 tips on how to market yourself on the internet when there is judgment.
Yeah.
So here are the 3 tips.
After reflecting back on that conversation, our first tip would be to remember that you're always an influencer. You know, whether or not you have that actual title or not on social media, you are always making a difference on somebody. And you need to share your truth. You need to share it because somebody out there needs to hear it, regardless if it feels embarrassing, regardless if it's unsupported by so-and-so. There's somebody out there that needs to hear it.
Right. And I think a really powerful analogy is, even if you have 200 Instagram followers, imagine 200 women in a room listening to you speak. And that is where you are an influencer to those 200 people who need to hear that, right?
Yeah.
Always remember, like going back to my conversation earlier, words matter and they can change someone's life.
And then for our second tip, I would definitely say that you need to market yourself as you. So you need to stand authentically in your truth and you need to show yourself from a vulnerable state, show yourself who you really are, share your story, because it all just goes back to, that somebody needs to hear it.
The story I shared earlier was very tough, but I woke up this morning and I knew I had to share it. Like it was something that maybe it could help one person. Maybe if you were struggling to start a bit coaching business because you weren't sure if you would even change anyone's life. And maybe that conversation was the thing that flipped the switch, right? Yeah. Sharing your story, there's no right or no wrong story. And if you think you have none, you're wrong, right? Think about every single situation that you've been in, every conversation you've had, every trouble that you've overcome. That's a story, okay? Don't let anybody negate your story just because someone has an amazing story like Alex, who left her $200,000 college debt to become an entrepreneur. You know, like it's just crazy, right? You don't need to have big stories like that, because when I met Alex, she thought she had no stories, right? Yeah. And here she is pulling out the big guns, right? It's because she took time to sit back and reflect on what she had gone through and what she'd overcome, no matter how big or how little. And I think a lot of the times we get tripped up in reading all of these great big influencer stories, how they overcame this, overcame that, just went to Bali, just did this, da 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 da. And it's really important when you just focus on yourself, because the more time you spend on yourself and owning your own truth and figuring out what you're good at, what you love, and just kind of, you know, learning about you, the more quickly your business will grow. So I think that's just kind of loops all together. And once you are confident in your stories, in your truth, then you will be able to show that on social media. Say if you are afraid to market yourself because somebody might say something, great. Guess what? If they do say something, let them.
Mm-hmm.
What's going to happen? They've already probably said it to you before, if that's the case. And if it's some random stranger, see you later. Okay. Yeah. Let's go on to tip number three. So tip number three is?
Just to own it.
Own
it. Just to completely own it. I mean, these tips are all kind of the same, but really it's, you just need to own it.
They all go together, you know?
Yeah. You need to just, like Megan said, you just need to say, fuck that person who's not supporting me. Who cares? There's somebody out here who needs to hear it. And also you're doing this work for other people, but you're also doing it for yourself. You're learning more about yourself. You're figuring out who you are and what you stand for and what you believe in, and you're monetizing it.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Her Passion Project. Yeah, maybe I cried. Maybe we laughed. It's okay. It all stays here on the pod. If you loved it, please share it with someone who might also love it and leave us a review for a chance to win a $10 Starbucks gift card.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Bye.